America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll hear from Greg Quinn. Notes from the current farm coming up. But first, a poll found the two drunkest days of the year, you guessed it, New Year's Eve and the Saturday of St. Patrick's Day weekend. On New Year's Eve, people who track their blood alcohol level had an average of 0.94%. Winter is the season for the most drinking, but all but one of the 15 drunkest days didn't fall between December and March. That day was Saturday before Cinco de Mayo. A man's skin actually does tingle when he hears a woman speak. Researchers had men listen to women speak, including some women who were at the most fertile part of their monthly cycle. They found when women were most fertile, their voice made a man's skin tingle as electrical activity increases on the surface of men's bodies within 5 seconds of hearing it. They also found that men's heart rate increases when they hear a low-pitched female voice. A regular contributor to my show is Greg Quinn, who's a horticultural and nature expert. He's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market, and he grows black currants on the current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York. Here's his latest weekly essay.
I'm Greg Quinn, and welcome to this week's entry of Notes from the Current Farm. I'm writing this week's notes from my favorite chair in front of a warm, peaceful fire on Sunday afternoon, the 21st of December. It's a gray afternoon, and we've had snow flurries off and on all day, and the fire has been crackling since this morning. There's a comfort from wood heat that I think is the best. As I gaze out over the frozen pond and quiet winter landscape outside, the only movement is a bright red cardinal at the bird feeder and a few snow buntings on the ground below. While the scene is still, something ancient and remarkable is happening. The Earth is gracefully rotating on its axis and gently revolving around the sun, and at 6:03 this evening, here in New York, the North Pole will be tilted exactly 23.5 degrees away from the sun, which marks the winter solstice, the beginning of winter, and the return of the sun. Tonight will be the longest night of the year. Solstice comes from two Latin words, sol, meaning sun, and sestere, meaning to stand still. The ancients thought that the sun and the moon stopped moving across the sky on this day. The winter solstice has been celebrated and even feared pretty much since humankind began to notice such things. Celebrated because it heralds the return of longer days. Feared because before the 16th century, it was a time of food shortages in Europe. Food supplies would have been very low by then. Early Europeans began slaughtering most of their livestock at this time so that they wouldn't have to feed them until spring. As this became the annual ritual on the day of the solstice, this day eventually evolved into a time of celebration when fresh meat was plentiful. The ancient Romans celebrated the feast of Saturnalia on this day to honor their god Saturn, the god of agriculture. Their celebration included days of eating and drinking and gift-giving. Christianity first bloomed when Emperor Constantine ended the persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire in 313 AD, and many of the feasting and gift-giving customs of Saturnalia were then absorbed into the celebration of Christmas. The Jewish celebration of Hanukkah begins on the 25th of the Hebrew month of Kislev. The first candle of the menorah is lit that night, and each night for 8 days, another candle is lit, adding more light as the sun returns. We don't know who built Stonehenge or even how they accomplished this amazing feat of Bronze Age architecture, but we do know that these giant stone pillars were somehow brought there from up to 150 miles away and then stood upright in a precise pattern that marks the summer and winter solstices. Throughout the ages, this was a very important event. These days, the beginning of winter has little consequence on many modern lives, maybe except to mark another season on the calendar. But on a farm, the change of the seasons is tangible and even profound. Those who live close to the land are very aware of when and where the sun sets and rises throughout the year. And the movements of animals and birds are different now than in the summer. And the leafless woods reveals the layout of ancient stone walls marking the boundaries of pastures cleared by farmers 100 years ago. And our old friend Orion hunts the evening sky as he's done since the dawn of time. The many different celebrations of family, friends, and loved ones this time of year is a cherished ritual. It reminds us of the important things we have taken for granted, perhaps, throughout the rest of the year. During this season, I have a gift for you. I invite you to take an hour and walk among the trees and fields in the country, or a park in the city, or just spend a little time with the stars on a clear night. When you do this, and you feel that connection with nature that countless generations before you have felt, the sun and the moon, just for a moment, will pause their journey across the sky, and you will be in sync with the season. For a rebroadcast of this and previous notes from The Current Farm, go to currents.com. I'm Greg Quinn with Cheers from The Current Farm.
With Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's holding a workshop on his four secrets to success.
First, make a list. Santa knows a short list is better than a long memory.
Second, take a second look. Santa checks his list twice to make absolutely certain he doesn't forget about anyone.
Third, give rewards. Santa's no softy. If you've been naughty, he'll let you know. But if you've been nice, he'll treat you especially well.
Fourth, stick to a schedule. Santa runs the biggest project in the world. And his key to getting it done is a simple one. He sets a due date.
Then he lets nothing stand in the way of delivering the goods on time.
That's why Santa's a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Ellen is a single mother on a very tight budget. A week before Christmas, her family came home to find all the presents under the tree had been unwrapped and the gifts were stolen, except for some socks and sweaters. The police felt sorry for the down-on-their-luck family and miraculously found the thief and returned the gifts before Christmas. So how did they do it? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Although most burglars wear gloves when breaking into a house, it's nearly impossible to open Christmas wrapping with gloves on. So the thief left his fingerprints on the wrapping found on the living room floor. And that's the final verdict.